The agreement lets Troja avoid a trial, and it reduces the amount of time he could potentially be sentenced to prison. When he was first indicted, he faced up to 25 years behind bars. This deal reduces that maximum penalty to 2 years. Under the deal, Troja admits to having funneled somewhere between $30,000 and $70,000 to the National Democratic Party and to Republican President George Bush. That's also less than what was originally alleged. Franklin Gimbel is Troja's attorney.
I think that it's fair to say that the revised charges accurately indicate what, in fact, he did that was illegal, and it's significantly less egregious than the original indictment.
Troja was the major financial backer behind a proposed Kenosha casino before he pulled out of that project. He was also Governor Jim Doyle's biggest political donor. He gave the maximums to Governor Doyle and President Bush, and then eclipsed those limits by funneling money through family members. The original case against him relied in part on a law that was questioned by an appeals court when it acquitted state worker Georgia Thompson earlier this year. Gimbel says he and U.S. Attorney Stephen Biskupic talked about settling Troja's case as a result of what happened to Thompson.
The environment today, including issues about political prosecutions, helped contribute to our resolution in this matter.
The plea deal also calls for Troja to cooperate with the government if it investigates this matter further. Gimbel says Troja will likely be sentenced this fall. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.